airlines are waiting on Congress to authorize more government assistance, but the relief bill Senate Republicans introduced yesterday does not include any new money for them. Last week, United announced more than 16,000 employees will be furloughed when payroll restrictions attached to the previous federal bailout expire in October. But one air carrier has said they won't take that step. Delta Airlines says it will not have to furlough any more flight attendants this year. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So both American Airlines and United have said that they will have to lay off tens of thousands of employees if there's no more relief money. How is Delta able to stave off these furloughs?
Furloughs, at least of flight attendants, as you said. Still negotiating with pilots who face some furloughs. What's interesting here, and yes, flight attendants at American and United facing furloughs in big numbers, Delta is the only major airline that doesn't have unionized flight attendants. And that matters because it tends to handle things differently over the years. Now, you might think it's counterintuitive that the airline without the union is the one that's not furloughing flight attendants. But Delta seems to make these calculations at times that to keep the unions off the property, it has to take extra steps to make its employees happy. And that could be what's going on here, because let's face it, come October 1st, it probably doesn't truly need every last flight attendant relative to the travel demand that's in the marketplace.
But union or no union, I imagine that Delta is still in a pretty bad economic position, just as the other airlines are.
Absolutely. It went into this in better shape than others. It was the world's most profitable airline last year. None of these airlines are going to be profitable this year. It's just a question of hopefully not losing too much money. So it had some wiggle room, but burning through cash just like everybody else. And so at some point here, it's going to have to turn the corner on travel demand to be able to support what it's doing in terms of employment.
I want to ask you about something else, Seth. American Airlines has said its employees can wear Black Lives Matter pins on the job. A spokeswoman said the pins are an expression of equality, not a political statement, and the airline plans to work with Black employees to design the pin. What kind of conversations have been happening at the company about this?
Well, there were employees who made exactly the argument that you said. These airlines are careful about not wading into politics too much, walking an ever thinner line. And American generally has done well on equality indexes and those sorts of things. It likes to be seen as a company that embraces diversity. The question until now was whether Black Lives Matter went beyond that. But this is American agreeing with the idea that no, it doesn't.
Do you think the other airlines are going to follow suit? We did see, you know, United got rid of the change fees and then all the other ones did as well. Do you think the other airlines will also allow employees to do this?
Yeah. And in fact, some have already. That's part of where this came from, that employees were saying, hey, we've seen that at other airlines. So, yeah, American getting a lot of press right now for making that move. Not the only one, though, to have done that. In the same sense that JetBlue went first on mandating masks, or United went first among the major airlines in eliminating change fees.
That is Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. And by the way, listeners on WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, can now also see Seth on TV on WHTM Channel 27. Seth, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.